to the shul. Somebody sent me here. I came in. There's nobody here. But I blew it in. So I said, all right, I'll have a meeting with my father. What can I do? And then somebody came in. And what time did that move? Oh.
Okay. Let's begin. Okay. Today, I'm continuing the Malach of Shachit. We're going to speak about Hakazas Dam B'Shabbos. So we discussed last week that if you take blood out of a human being on Shabbos, you violate a Malach of Daraisa. According to Rabbi Natan, it's Netilas Neshama. Even though the person's still alive, but even a little, but Dam Ki HaNefesh, so even a little bit of dam is every bit of dam is dam hua nefesh. So that's enough to make an Issur D'Oraisa. And according to the Rambam, it's like schita. It's like disha. Just like if you squeeze an orange, so you violate. So when you take dam out of the person, that's what the malacha is, and not netilas neshama. But the question that we have to verify is, you have to, why are you taking the dam out? In other words, usually, like for example, one of the most common shilas I get is about pumping milk on Shabbos. Okay? So if you pump milk on Shabbos and you save the milk, that's a malacha d'oraisa of disha. If a woman pumps milk on Shabbos, malacha d'oraisa of disha. Oh, I just asked for you. Baruch haba. Welcome back. We missed you. So if you if a woman pumps milk on Shabbos and uses the milk, that's a malacha d'oraisa. So that happens times when so if she needs to take the milk out, she just spills the milk out, and then it's okay. Because then she's not doing the malacha, she's spilling the milk out. Because you need to use the milk. If you're not using the milk, you didn't violate the malacha of dosh. If she needs to use the milk, then you have problems. So if it's a question of pikuach nefesh, of hashteitzach, then everything is mutter. But if it's not, the hainu chveish, you have formula there. So she doesn't need to pump the milk. So then it would be awesome to do that. But sometimes people don't train their children to go on formula. They have these people, that naturalists, that don't want to do formula for whatever reason, right or wrong, but there are people out there like that. So either they get a goy to do it, if they get a goy to pump the milk. So this is not such an easy thing to have a goy.
So the
timer is...
Why can't I do it Erev Shabbos before and store it?
Yeah, if you do it Erev Shabbos before it's stored in the Hanami, but, sometimes the body produces milk later or whatever it is, so you don't have enough on Erev Shabbos. And you have the milk supply, gets on Shabbos. And now you want to use that milk. So a timer is one way to do it. But the way the post can point out is it's only if she can let go of her hands. So she has to have it adhered to the body, and you have different ways of doing that, and then she could free her hands. And then the timer will go on 2 minutes later, and that'll be according to some grama. And then the grama is at worst a derabbanan, and b'mokom tzorach of the tinuk, then we can be matter a din derabbanan. So the idea being that once you use the thing that you're squeezing out, then it becomes a malacha daraisa. If you don't use it, then it's not. But so in most cases you can just throw it out. But if she needs it and she can't just throw it out, then question what you do. So this is one of the solutions that is given. So the same thing. Yeah, I think. I'll look on. Come, you can look. It's good to see you, lady.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I'll share with. Here, come sit down. Shalom Aleichem. Nice to see you. So, the question was by blood. You know, because blood is the same thing. Question is, say you want to take blood out, say diabetics, they have to check their blood, things like that. So would that be a malacha daraisa? Or you have to use the blood. What is the use of the blood that you need in order to make this daraiso or drabanan or mutter? Or
blood test being the classic case of mapis morsa?
Well, mapis morsa is that you're making the hole.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? But isn't a mapis morsa case in Ksubas that you don't need the hole? That's mutter?
Well, if you don't need the hole, not to put in. To
if you don't, only if you just want to take the pus out?
Right. Here it's the same thing. You want to take out the blood. You don't want to put
but you need
in.
The blood. You don't need the pus that is coming out.
Right, okay, so let's see. Okay. So, we have, Gemara says, Tani Rebbe Bo, Kameid Rebbe Yochanan, Kola Mekalkel in Betur, Kutz Mechovel Umavir. Normally, Mekalkel is Potter and Shabbos, except for Chovel Umavir. Chovel, you make Chavala, you make a wound. And Mavir, you light a fire or you extend the fire. So Amalei Puktani Lebrat Chovel Mavir Eina Mishnah Im Tim Tzol Mishnah Chovel B'Tzorach LeKalbo Mavir B'Tzorach LeAfro. And maybe Chovel is only Chayiv B'Tzorach LeKalbo, meaning you give it to your dog. Give it to your dog, and then it's Chayiv, because there you're using the blood. The dog will eat the blood. So if the dog will eat the blood, Then you chayiv. But again, so the question is, that when you're doing it for things that are medicinal, we're not giving blood for someone's going to eat the blood, and we're not giving our dogs blood. So then maybe these things wouldn't be an issur d'oraisa. That's what we have to see. Oh, so that's one gemara. Because this Gemara is mashma that you chayiv when you tzarich l'kalbo. You're giving it to your dog. Now there's another Gemara on page 2, and this Gemara became one of the hot Gemaras of the generation. This is about Metzitza by Bris Mila. This became like the end all the be all of the world. Metzitza b'peh, not Metzitza b'peh. This became like, big. Let's see, Mila fights. So what does it say? Amara papa, hai umna dolo mayitz. If the mayal doesn't do mitzitza, sakanahu. It's a sakana for the kid. V'avrinale, and we fire him. So it says pshita. Mechalel on Shabbata, shmami sakanahu. By the fact that when Mechal Shabbos, not only to do the bris mila, to cut off the orla, but also to do the mitzitza on Shabbos, so that's a raya, because if you wouldn't do the mitzitza on, if the mitzitza wouldn't be a sakana, then it wouldn't be docha Shabbos. So by the fact that it's docha Shabbos, you see that it must be that it's a sakana, and therefore a moil that doesn't do it, we fire him because he's putting the kid in danger.
What malach is mitzitza?
So mitzitza is schita according to the Rambam,
or
the Tilos Hashama according to Rabbeinu Tam. Now, the Gemara doesn't say you have to do it per path. You know, that's the thing. It doesn't say you have to do it per path. But that became a big minog, and that became like, and people went overboard, you know, with this thing. Like they said, it's better to push off the mila if you're not going to do it per path. Or, you know, people have taken this to the highest, which I don't know. It's hard to defend, a strict hilchos mila. Maybe, in terms of minhagim, and things like that, that they don't want to tamper with minhagim. So, and then there's a question about bisman hazeh that it could be maybe even dangerous. Fakir, the Gemara says it's to prevent. It's for health reasons. And now people are claiming that if you do matzitzah b'peh, it's just the opposite. So, it's a question whether that this if you want to tie into that, is this minog, some would say that maybe we shouldn't do this minhag. This stems back. I mean, there's this tshuva from the Chasam Sofer that it's not in the Sefer. That's the thing. There's a tshuva from the Chasam Sofer. I have the copy of the tshuva. I gave my Talmidim Hilchos Mila back. So I have the tshuva where he basically says it's for medicinal reasons and it's not something so Mitzitza B'Peh wouldn't be a Chovah. But it's not, for some reason, it's not in the Sefer. So that leads people to have all types of discussions, no less than the Chasam Sofer has a discussion which seems to indicate not the way people would like it to indicate. So you see over here that taking the dam out for the mila seemingly is an issur d'oraisa, is a malacha. Because if it wouldn't be a malacha, then we wouldn't say you mechal Shabbos for it. Even though you're not going to do anything with the dam. You're not giving, in other words, you don't have to give the dam to your dog. So then the question now comes back. So what's the requirement of using the dam or not using the dam in order to make this malacha d'oraisa or not?
Isn't a malacha transferred to if you're not going to use it?
Right, that's a question because l'chara it should be, but you see from this gemara that
it's not.
That it's not. Right? Isn't that the pasuk shot in this gemara? That it's not. In other words, it's a nisa d'oraisa. Unless.
So why can you say that as a pshat is that it's not?
Unless what?
It's not tolling whether you're going to use it or not. Removing it in itself is not that the chatam alach is to remove it. Not what you're going to do with it.
Right, but you see, in dosh in general, in dosh, if you want to say it's an atila shishama, okay.
Well,
atila shishama
means right away off the bat, the minute you remove it, doesn't matter what happens next.
Right, but if you all like the Rambam, then it's not an atila shishama. It's disha. So we said disha, like when a woman pumps, so it's only if you use the milk. That's why we tell women if the milk supply is getting too heavy and it's tire them, so then they just pump and they
don't use it.
Oh, but you asked, so there's so Corey, we have to have some type of hagdara to explain why this is true. Now, one could avoid the whole question by saying something that the Rashash said on page 6. Right, in other words, your kasha. Your kasha is it a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa, right? So why is it considered that the Gemara says it's chil Shabbos. When you do mitzitza, it's chil Shabbos. It's just mutter, because bris mila is docha Shabbos, and if to do a bris mila, the Gemara says you also have to do mitzitza for health reasons. The Avnei Nezer has a tshuva when he says, since every time you do a bris mila, you have to do a mitzvah for health reasons, so that becomes part of the mitzvah also.
I understand. What if they had to put to create the situation of sakana in order to be able to do a mitzvah? Because
when there's a mitzvah, mila, there's a mitzvah to do mila on the eighth day.
But now also you're creating a situation of you're creating a sakana that is leading you to be able to do another mila. What about if the baby would not be? It wouldn't be the 7th, 8th day. Why would it be the 10th day?
But the halach is bris mila is docha Shabbos. And if bris mila is docha Shabbos, and when you do bris mila, the dam is going to come out, and you're going to have to suck the dam out, so it shouldn't be a sakana.
So why is there any? So what's the shayla, whole shayla of the case by the knife, bringing the knife to the tinuk or the tinuk to the knife?
Because that's machshiri mitzvah. That's machshiri mitzvah. So you could. You should bring the knife from before. So therefore, in other words, if you didn't bring the knife from before, then you can't do the mitzvah. Because we pass in Makshir mitzvah, not Docha Shabbos. It's Rabbi Lezer, the Mila, is the one who is Machadish, that Makshir mitzvah is Docha Shabbos. We don't pass in, famous parak, Rabbi Lezer, the Mila, we don't pass in like Rabbi Lezer, the Mila. We pass in that Kel Shabbos. To bring the knife on Shabbos. Oh, so you know what Rosh Hashanah says to answer your kasha? He says something. He says, "Adam hutzarich lepevushul chamon afagav dehavi malchashin." Rosh Lomah Mashmadi, "Adam hutzarich osur afle Rav Shimon the poter can give mitzvahs lokasha the Michael Shabbosika and tzarich l'guf Adam." You ask your kasha. Michael Shabbosika, he doesn't need the guf adam. That's your kasha. So he says that maybe the Hasam Daik Alib is the Rabbi Yehuda, the Machayev Malach Hashem Tzrichel Gufa. Oh, so you could say that if you hold Malach Hashem Tzrichel Gufa is Chayev. So then you can say this sugya is aliyah to Rabbi Yehuda. But others point out it's a bit of a doichak that this whole gemara is only aliyah to Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, so what are we going to do here? Well, so let's see. Parenthetically, there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos how to be magdir malach hashen tzricha l'gufa. If you look on page 3, you have the Mishnah there about it's the third line of the Mishnah. It's hames b'mita. That God forbid somebody is nifter on Shabbos. And you take the mace out of the house on Shabbos. So you're not going to use the mace. It's just that you don't want it in the house. It's going to, it's not good for the mace, it's not good for the house, it's not good for anybody. So the Mishnah says that's a malacha she'en tzricha l'gufa. So says Rashi, why? Look at Rashi. Kol malacha she'en tzricha el salka be'olav, have a malacha she'en tzricha l'gufa. Whenever you have something, you're thwarting away negativity. You're thwarting away negativity. That's called Moach Hashem Tzrichel Gufa, as opposed to when you want something. I want to paint a picture. So I'm doing something positive. Here, if I carry something in the street because I want it there, that's I'm doing something positive. But here, I don't want to really bring it outside. I just want to get it away from me. I want to thwart away negativity.
But you're still doing the act.
Yeah.
Isn't a malach is where I'm doing something, and by the way, I'm doing another act as well.
That's my secretion.
I'm putting in a needle and Dom is coming out. Here I'm carrying out all the functions. I'm just not being nana for what I'm doing.
Yeah, but the Mishnah is learning the way Rashi explains that this is a classical case of Malach Hashem Tzrichel Gufa. That when you carry a mace out of the Rishus HaYochid to be someplace else, That's Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. That's a Melacha Shedes Rechel Gufa. And Rashi is Magdir because it's a Melacha to thwart away negativity. Salka Me'elof. Tosis understands Melacha Shedes Rechel Gufa in a little bit different way on page 4, the big Tosis here. It's a question to, you know, if there's really a Nachamina between Rashi and Tosis. This is a discussion, but he just says it in a different formulation. He says, "Rishim parta nira l'reed the malacha shein atzricha l'gufa karik she'osa malacha fein tzarech l'osa tzarech k'ein she'ayu tzrichim lo b'mishkan." Words, you have to do a malacha for the same purpose that it was in the Mishkan. So in the Mishkan, if they did hotzah, it was they needed it, not that they were trying to. They put the krushim and the thing, took it out, put it in. So if you're doing something and you do something, so if they did schita in the Mishkan, it was they needed what they were sochet, not just to alleviate pain or something like that. So that's the yisod over here. So then getting back to our question, yeah, another example here, the Gemara Chagig on page 5, take a look. Tilcha Shabbos, Lotzichel Abba Damer Rabba Chofer Guma, the Shabbos. If you dig a ditch on Shabbos, Vein Tzarech Ela La'afar. In other words, you don't need the ditch. You just want to use the soil. So that's a Malacha Shein Tzrichel Gofa. Because you're digging a ditch, so the Malacha Bona, or Chorish, depending where it is. But you don't need it. You're not using it. If you would dig a ditch because you want to put something in the ditch, that would be the malacha. But here, you only need el alafara. You only want the soil.
So how is Tosis different than Rashi? Because Rashi, in order to have it accomplished in the Mishkan, you have to be nenef in the Gufa Malacha. It's almost impossible for...
Right, so... It's not so clear that they're saying different. They're just being magdar in a different way. It's hard to say that there's for sure enough kamina between them.
Is that the accepted view that there is no enough kamina, or do some try to dig?
Some try to dig out enough kamina of sorts, but. Okay, but in most cases, it'll all be the same. That any case where you're not using the thing, or it'll be the same. Okay. So now we're getting back to our original question. Where does why is Metzitza Malacha Daraisa? Why is Metzitza Malacha Daraisa? And number two, and then what's the story with Hakaz Estab? So the Magen Avraham here in page 7, the Mechaber says, so it talks about taking blood on Shabbos. Shmona Shrotzim, the Mechaber says, Amur Patorah Hatzidin Chai V'Chovul Mehem Avopish Shol Yotzim Mehem Dam Ala Nitzra Tachas Ha'or Chayiv. Right, in other words, even if the blood doesn't come out, right, he made a black and blue thing, a bruise. That's the famous sheet of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish held for Hatovas Dam Bris, even that if Nitzra Hadam would be enough, even if the Dam didn't come in.
What's the thought not of the, when it's full on your black and blue, it left the circulation system? That's the whole reason. It just didn't physically come out, but it's already out of the system.
Right. So
what would be the reason to say that it's not?
Maybe you need it. Tavas Adam Bris means Without the chaznish, I wouldn't have said. I mean, and not everyone necessarily. You need blood to come out. That's all it's done. Meitiv. Meitiv when something's dripping. That's the word. You know, tif, tif. Yeah. Chazanish had two big chidushim by Tovas Dambris. You didn't need the blood to come out, and then he has a different sheet to wear on the Aver. You're supposed to do it against what everyone else held as well. Chazanish was a very independent, original person, even against the whole world. I mean, as I always say, the Dateline Pesach was the first big thing that, you know, put him on the map, they say. That was the first time he went public. Because he was a very private person, no one knew of him. Until later in his life. But, you know, Chaim Oizer knew about him, but, you know, he was a...
He sent a letter. The Dateline letter was sent to him.
Yeah. Right.
Now that he went public, they asked.
Right, they asked.
What's such a chiddush? I mean, whatever, it hasn't several times, but it says like the Balamor.
Yeah, so, well, yes or no.
Let me pick one Risho as opposed to a different Risho. What's such a
chiddush? Well, he doesn't really say like the Balamor.
Coast of, you know, we don't break up land masses. It's a little minor modification.
He was against the prevailing opinion.
Was there a prevailing opinion?
Yes, there was a prevailing opinion. Somebody today in the library we got a new sefer on the Dateline. I have my sefer in the In other words, he went against even to Kaczynski and all this. Maybe one day I'll give you a shiur on it, and you'll see.
Several minutes ago, the rabbis started to quote the Avni Nezer that when you do something, it's part of
the... Oh, yeah. The Avni Nezer says that since every time you're doing mitzitza, misbrinly, you have to do a mitzitza, so mainly, even though the verse says it's for health reasons, it becomes part of the mitzvah as well. Because since it always happens that way, then it's part of the mitzvah as well. He quotes a Tosas Yishonim in Subas that says that Kisuba says that what is achila? Is achila when I pick up the food and put it in my mouth, or just the eating? So Gemara says, you know what? Really, it should be the picking up. But since you don't have to pick up, you could bend down and eat this way. You don't have to pick up the food and put it in your mouth. So then, that's not part. But so you see, so the Tosafot Yishonim says, we see from here, anything surrounding the mitzvah that you would have to have done, that's part of the mitzvah. Only reason why the picking up of the food is not part of the achila, the aveira achila, the mitzvah achila, is because it doesn't have to come with it. Vice versa, if it does have to come with it, even though it's not really technical in the mitzvah is the chituch, and there's a question whether Mila is also a halacha of dam. That was the big shayla about my mile. You know my mile was? Rabbi Harry Bronstein. He's known for the Bronstein clamp. Yeah, I don't know if he's related to Harry Bronstein from where. I should ask him if he's related to him. But I remember many years ago, and I must have been like 20, something like that, we were in a hotel someplace, and my father introduced me. I went, you meet your mile. He was a big mile. He was a very, Rav Nota Greenwood told me that he learned Mila from Harry Bronstein. So the thing with him, with the clamps, you know, the question was whether the blood comes out. So the question is there a chiyuv for blood to come out of the mila? Because when you make a clamp, you stop the circulation, and maybe blood doesn't come out.
What's the benefit of making a clamp?
Rabbi Tokayer from West Orange told me that he also learned mila from Rabbi Harry Bronstein, and he said when he was taught, there was blood. You know, not as much, but a little blood. Because they want to, you know, to minimize the bleeding. The Chazanish wasn't talking about bris mila. Chazanish was talking about when you needed hatavas dam bris, because for some reason mila was no good or something like that, and you do hatavas dam bris. So the Chazanish shita was that you didn't need the blood to actually come out of the area, but.
No, so how do you do
a tough assembly without? No, you cause a bruise. As opposed to the actual blood coming out.
How did they come up?
What?
I mean, there was someone who couldn't have blood drawn?
I mean, why did he say it?
From the hospital, for someone who couldn't handle it?
Well, that's what he held, that's what he writes in the Sefer.
He held the Yevid, that's okay,
or
he said the
Chachili? No, I think that was the mitzvah. Some oilim today, they'll do, because the big thing with Chazanish is that he has a different place on the Aver to do it, as opposed to where other oilim would say. So some oilim, in deference to the Chazanish, will do two spots
to do two separate spots?
Yeah, because Chazanish has a different spot on the Aver than everyone else. The question is, which part of the Aver do you take? What?
Probably only the Aver after that would come out. If the one thing is, if what mitzvah is gerer or something else, so the second part is considered a mitzvah, well, even if it's...
That's the idea.
I'm trying to do a tzushdal, b'shchita. If you shech, right, shechitas rishus, and then you have kisei adam afterwards.
Right.
Even though it's a mitzvah on its own, right? So here where you have the mila is a mitzvah, then the mitzitza would be pikuach nefesh, which is also a mitzvah. So even though the first one is gerer and the second...
No, I'll tell you the difference. Because it's a mitzvah pikuach nefesh, but it's not a mitzvah mila.
But now you're in that situation.
No, but what's the difference? If it's a pikuach nefesh, so then there's no particular way that you have to do mitzitza. Because it's pikuach nefesh. So whatever will save the guy's life, you do. But it's only shaykh to speak about you have to do it this way versus that way, prepare, not prepare. It's only if it's a mitzvah mila, so then you have special ways. If it's just pikuach nefesh, as long as you save his life, save his life. There's no way that there's a chiv to save his life this way versus that way. That's And it's interesting also, we never pass him like the Balamor in Halacha anyway. I mean, the Balamor always says the most interesting things in the world. And he never wins. You know, in the Shulchan Aruch world, he just never wins. I can't, you know. But, you know, I like the Balamor. But what can I tell you?
Underdog.
Underdog.
And the Ra'ah's grandfather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, did you see his house?
He saw his house.
He saw his house.
Earlier this year, yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Einstein goes to his house.
Where?
Girona, Spain.
See, goes to the Balamor's house. And he was only like 18, 19 years old when he wrote that, you know.
I think that's a mistake.
Yeah, it's a mistake?
I think they say, that's if you look in the Balamor in the back of Shas, it says that, but I think it says that in the front of the Hakdama of the Balamor. And that Hakdama was taken from a different work which he wrote.
Yeah.
So what we call the Bala Ma'or was written later in his life, but the Hakdama from something he wrote when he was 18 or 19 got attached to that.
Yeah, and there was somebody from Kol HaChazanish who claims that the Bala Ma'or was only based on the maps that they had in those times, and that where he put the date line was based on the maps of that time, that the continent ended over there. So he wants to say the whole thing was maybe a mistake. This is somebody, so that was a whole, you know. Okay, I mean, you know, that's a big chiddush to say also, but this fellow...
That's more of a chiddush than the imagination.
Yeah, this fellow was... But it's interesting, most of the contemporary poskim of today don't accept them. Even Reb Eliashiv didn't pass in that way.
Like the Chazanish.
Like the
Chazanish, yeah. Instead they passed in like...
So that's the question. Who should you, if you don't bother, do you necessarily pass like Rav Tukhachinsky? I'm a believer that it shouldn't be like the, you know, the Balamor or like the Tukhachinsky or like the was Rav Tukhachinsky 180 degrees. But I like the Shita. I like the Shita.
Pacific coast.
Yeah. That's my...
They're keenless all over Asia. All of the
right. Saturday, right. So that's why I like the Shita of the Bering Strait. That you go to the end of the continent, the Asian continent, and then you draw the line there. And then it comes out that the halacha and the secular are the same. That's the Shita that I like. I think it's the most...
What, the halacha and the secular...
Man. Not that because I need the halacha and secular to be the same. It's just that it's mistaber, like the Sod Olam, that it shouldn't go through a landmass. So you go to the end of the whole landmass, and then you draw your line. So you go to the end of the tip of, and then it'll come out that we're no different than the...
There's certain islands where
okay,
where
maybe
the line
is okay, it, so yeah, but basically, it's not going to be in front of and that's the Shita.
Kiribati or something like that.
I told you, somebody once called me up on Friday. It was Friday afternoon. Somebody called me up, and he said, I have a shaila. I said, okay, what's your shaila? He says, I'm in Hawaii now. I said, you're in Hawaii now? I don't know if I can speak to you on the phone now. It's Shabbos, according to Rav Tukhachinsky. So I don't know. But you know, I won't hang up on you, because when you hear it then, I think not like Rav Tukhachinsky, so I won't hang up the phone on you. And I'll speak to you on the phone.
Yeah. So Hawaii goes like continental U.S., so that's the game.
So Hawaii, if you hold like the Chazanish, then Hawaii would be on Saturday. If you hold like Rav Tukhachinsky, it'll be on Friday. Shabbos will be on Friday. So Thursday night, you have to ready... Make Kiddush and
all of these places have shuls and you'd be perishing.
Right, so all this, so all these people who say, "Well, we don't paskin like Chazanish, we paskin like Tukhachinsky," then they would say that in Hawaii. So I don't like. So that's why I don't like to say that I paskin like Rav Tukhachinsky, because then I would tell people to keep. So if people, someone is a real stark ben Torah, I would say l'chumra, you should not do malacha on Friday. In Hawaii and on Sunday in Japan.
Malacha deraita or malacha?
So it depends. One of my talmidim just went to Japan. So he did at least deraitas he didn't do on.
Oh, he had places for 2 days.
Yeah, not, I don't know, fully, but you know.
I would think if you went there as a
pilgrim. No, it's the same. It's the same thing. Shabbos is Shabbos, whether you live there, you don't live there. Shabbos is Shabbos.
Did I ever tell you, I went to Japan.
Yes, Rabbi Marmerstein.
He told me there are ISIS. So, like, Sunday was in a very amusing day. I had to, like, think for everything. Is this a malacha there ISIS? So, like, I bought a new camera, and I stuffed it in my shirt, so I couldn't carry in the rishus around him without an Arab.
Yeah.
What about
tefillin?
Tefillin? We'll put on
tefillin. Yes, I would put on tefillin on Sunday. And, you know, in the mirror, the Mashkiach, he came into the Beis Medrash Shabbos morning, Saturday morning, with his talis and tefillin on.
Oh, in the
in the mirror in Europe, in Cheskel, Levenstein. Because he wanted to show that we're holding like the Chazon Ish. So, that we're giving Shabbos on Sunday.
In the mirror, you mean in Shanghai?
Yeah.
In Kobe or in Shanghai?
In Japan. Yeah. Once I got to China, it wasn't a shaila anymore. So the two things they say that he clapped Friday night on the Shtender for Rachum, right? And then he walked into the Beis Medrash with talis and tefillin on Saturday morning.
And everyone else was keeping Shabbos.
No, he was. Everyone in Ishii was going to follow him.
This but, is in Kobe, Japan.
Yeah, but not everyone in that. You know, the Mir Yeshiva was not the only people that were there. People, Hasidim were there from Lublin, Amshinov, yeah, there are other people
in Shanghai,
there.
I'm not sure in Kobe exactly.
Kobe, there were a lot of hangers on
there.
Yeah. I was stuck in the boat.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Oh, so the Magen Avraham tells us the Chiddush on page 8. On the third line. Azoy. He says, "Minirali, the choyva l'refua, chayv l'kulei alma." In other words, that's considered a melacha tzurika l'gufa if it's l'refua, even if you're not using the blood. Even if you're not using the blood, so whenever you're doing it for medicinal purposes, so that's called tzurika l'gufa. There's another Magen Avraham, page 10. Say you have to pull a tooth on Shabbos. What's the din of pulling teeth on Shabbos? Zokta v'otzah shein, last second line, melacha d'oraisa, d'chovel refuah. You're not going to use the tooth. So he passes melacha d'oraisa. Ah, it's a melacha shein, it's tzricha l'gufa. So this is his shita. That's chovel refuah. If it's the refuah, that makes it tzarech l'gufa.
Why is that different? Why is the refuah different?
Because Rav Gutman is going to say, is that's like a tikkun for the person.
And therefore, how does that make him look?
Why is it?
Yeah, using what you take out. Normally, the
right.
Definition of the law is you're using what you take out.
So take a look. Let me show you here. Page 12. Sefer Talmalachas of Chaim Talmud Gutman of Williamsburg, Satmar, my friend. He writes here, bottom line, bottom paragraph. Chovel Refuah. I mean, they cause of a Magen Avraham. Nearly, the Chovel Refuah will call you Al-Machayev. 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 The Chovel Refuah will And then he quotes that Gemara on Shabbos about Metzitza. So why is it? The mitzvah that you're kasha. Harei ain't tzarech l'dam. Harei melach shein tzarech l'dam. So Hagos Rashash says that mitzvah of Shabbos melach tzarech l'dam. Also only the Rabbi Yehuda. Right, that Gemara is only Rabbi Yehuda. But he says, he writes here, Zadoch Glomar, Stomad de Shas lo asya lech Rabbi Yehuda. Such a Stomad de Gemara and Shas is going to follow Rabbi Yehuda, who's not the mainstream opinion. But he has died in Nira. Kevin de Chazim de Chiyah melach is the Til Tzashama. So the tilas neshama, you no till neshama, and you masakin the basar. Now you can eat, or if you if it's a shkita. Can you shlom the chol chovel motzi dam? You know chanami hafiv eino el al koshes aver al tzas adam. Mikol mokom atachlus vatikun sagi afshe eino bedam atzmo. In other words, it's enough that you don't need the dam itself, but the gufa adam or bal chai, the tzarech refuah. So ze atzma choshev tzrich lo gufa. He says gam behorig v'chone kol achius shol bal chai v'atikur hurak ba'basa. When not took tzas chius to adam sagi b'tikur aguf. As the shaper mitzitzas adam amin lo choshev lo choshev tzrich lo. Kein the mitzitzah havi refuah latinok. Shubhachi mechshav melacha tzricha l'gufa. So that's how he explains. It's a chiddush, but you have to say pshat and Magen Avraham. So that's what he writes here on page 14. Hakazis adam livdok b'riyas adam. Kopadim l'fi hanal. 420 on the right side. Hakazis adam. That pair. So So you're masaking the Adam all your day, the whole Chos Dam. No, it's the malacha of either the Tilos Neshama or Hadash. But
it's
normally...
Sakin Sa'odom, it sounds like he's qualifying that as the malacha.
No, the malacha is the Hotel Saddam. But the only thing is, it's not Tzricha L'gufa, so this idea of the Tikkun Odom makes it Tzricha L'gufa. But not the answer. But so he says, Rufi's there, bottom paragraph, Shekol HaKos Zam Sha'osim L'Bdikas Briya Sa'odom, Chayat Sa'odom Limdo Das Amidas, you want to check the sugar level, Have you looked at the Raisa? Have you talked about the Matzva? Come dig right also by Adam, Tzrich and Livdok, Muzman, Muzman, Videch, Zazuk, Shalom, Tzrich and Motzi, as Adam, Shinoi, Kilach, Yad, Shalom, Kedak, and Mechol. If you do a Shinoi, then take the blood out of a Shinoi, it's not so simple. Come on, the Messina, Mugonech, they tear him aloch, all you do Shinoi, with Star Harbor, right? You say if a person is with Star Harbor, and he has to get the milk from the udder, so he could suck the milk out of the udder, instead of milking the he's done a bederach shino. In King culture, King the mutter limdod as midas hatsuker should tzarach refuos kol gufo avol bish emot sakana mizman. Din mikomogim came and dim loyim dod yesh locha sheis bad dom midas or de achilo. Right, it could come to some choili, and it could come to a sakana. If I'm not sure, you give a chashas the gamu deze loyim midas sar midas or achilo. Harei ze bchal refuos gufo hishari bishino. Okay, in other words, he just give. Explaining why, therefore, we can matter the Rabbanan. So, the matter the Rabbanan is not so hard. You know, it's for the chayla.
For
a chayla,
no?
Yeah, right. So he gives you ideas. Either you could put the needle in your mouth. What was the next? Or put it between your fingers. Hold, you know, hold it funny. Yeah. And that would be... That would be a way you could do it. But then he says, if someone was asking me recently, they needed to do the IVF procedure. They needed to give needles for that on Shabbos. But there, Dr. Shabtai pointed out to me from Rabbi Vadi Yosef that dam doesn't always come out, so it's a dam sheinu miskaven. It's not a psikuration. But in the case of the sugar, you mamish try to get out dam. You know, sometimes you give injections just to give an injection, you're not interested in the dam. So then that's more cow. But here, you're checking the blood sugar level, you want the blood. So even though you're not going to use the blood, but it's lirfua, and that's the Magen Avraham Yisod, that anything is lirfua is... Is Tzricha L'gufa.
If you're testing it, you do want the blood.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Does anyone put a shear on the lady or something? Like how long it's for?
Well, it would still be a chatzis shear. I mean, chatzis shear also in a Torah. Yeah. Then you see Rav Tzion Abba Shaul on page 7. Say what? Abba Shaul. Page 17. He talks about Zrikos on Shabbos. So it says, Zrikos on the bottom. if that motzi dam. The nirus shafes rikas from nachtisim was rid, v'chein putting in the vein, v'chein iroi, v'chein nachtisim was rid, v'chein sorach holtzi ma'adam, k'dei v'adda shaz rikas nachtisim was rid. You want to make sure you're getting the right place. So you're taking dam for the veins. Nirus shafes, v'chein yesh lahatim, v'chein dam, v'mloch ha'shein tzuchel gufa. V'chein sorach nishtamish b'dam. So you're taking dam out to find the right place. So you want to say that's Moloch Hashem Tzrichel Gufa. Even though, I don't know, would you say that's part of you know, the Market of Ramstein or not? And then, and he also discusses here the Yashrei, the same idea of making a shinui for if you need to take dam out for the use of the dam. And others, Nissen Karelitz says also that it's a deraisa if you need the dam. Okay, so that's the yisod here that we see tonight. That Hatzas Dam is a shayla of Enetzirchel Gufa. We have two Gemaras, the Gemara of Tzarech Kalbo, and then we have the Gemara of Metzitza that seemingly say that you need to use the Dam, and the other Gemara seems to say you don't need to use the Dam. So the Pshara, where Rav Gutman explained, was based on the Magen Avraham, that Tzarech Rafua is considered Tzirchel Gufa. And so as long as it's Tzarech Rafua, then it would be a Shaila of a Daraisa. So the only way to avoid that is if you have a Goy for Shteitzach, it's only the Rabbanah. But if you do it with Derech Shinoi, so then that solves the Daraisa problem. And so as long as you're holding it a different way, that's Derech Shinoi, like you're putting it in your mouth, or like Rav Gutman said, between your fingers. That'll knock it down to a Drabbanan, and once it's a Drabbanan, then it's all these cases of cholim and things like that, then it would be permissible. Okay, we'll see.